This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Second hour already, 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Port O'Connor now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Lynn Smith, see what he's up to this morning. Morning, Lynn. How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Trying to survive the week. Yeah, it was a kind of an interesting week. I kind of went out of the country a little bit.
And, yeah, you went on a trip, man. You caught me by surprise. Jace goes, well, he sent you a text. I said, well, I didn't get it. He must have sent it from overseas or something because I didn't get it. And I'm going, man.
Well, so I kind of went on a trip. I went to Normandy.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, man.
Oh, it was, man. I'll tell you what, you know. I tell you what, you step foot on the beaches of Omaha.
Yep.
I mean, it puts a chill up your back.
I bet it does, man.
It does. And I mean, I walked out on those beaches, and I'm here to tell you, man, it's an awesome feeling. And you look back at those bunkers and ridges and stuff. I mean, you can still see some machine gun nests. And the concrete bunkers are torn up pretty good, but they're still there. I mean, you know, what our uncles and fathers went through.
Oh, God. It's
unbelievable.
It is.
Totally unbelievable. I mean, you know, the younger generation does not realize what our, you know, fathers and uncles went through. It's incredible. Really is. And then you go to the cemetery, the American cemetery there. There's 10,000 white crosses in there.
Oh,
it's a sight to see. I'm here to tell you.
That's what a battlefield that was, man.
Oh, man. It's unbelievable.
And them boys just kept dropping off and hitting that beachhead, man.
They did. A lot of them never made it there. You know, a lot of them drowned before they ever got to the beach yet.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, it's a sight to see.
I mean, if you had never sat down with an old-timer and heard the stories of living through something like that, you owe it to yourself to sit down with somebody and talk about it. What few are left alive these days? I mean, you know, like my dad.
There's not many.
Yeah, my Uncle Jimmy was in the European theater like that. He made those landings over there and went through all that. And my dad did the Pacific and landing on those beachheads and just the, the blood and the lives lost and the suffering and pain and, you know, the fight for what we have today. That's crazy, man.
There's just not many of them left, you know.
No, there's not.
There really isn't. you know, and it's crazy. I'm telling you the truth. It just put a chill up my back.
I bet it did. I bet that, I've heard that of people that visited Pearl Harbor, you know.
Yeah, same deal.
And made that tour there. It said it just gets to you.
I took a water bottle, a small water bottle, and I scooped up some sand in Omaha Beach.
Did you?
I brought it back, and I'm gonna fill up a couple little bottles with sand from Omaha.
Cool.
And I'm gonna give it to a couple of old friends of mine. And
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It really was. I mean,
well, and I've always loved history. You know, that's probably the best class I ever took in school. I always made straight A's in, you know, history, whether it was American history or world history. You know, I don't even know where they teach those courses anymore these days. But
I know it. Well, they're getting ready to have a big celebration over there on June 6th, and to celebrate that that landing. And I've talked to some young people and told them, you know, mentioned it, and they didn't even know what I was talking about.
No, they don't. They
and,
don't.
And I said, "Oh, it's
well,
sad.
I don't think they're educated in it anymore. You know, like we were growing up."
I know it. I said, man, you know, June 6, 1944. I mean, when we stormed the beaches of Omaha, you know, Omaha and Utah. I mean, good grief. And then the British, you know, they hit those other beaches, you know, Sword and all those other beaches. I mean, it was a big undertaking. And I'll tell you what was impressive was the tide difference. You know, their tide at the beach is 23 feet.
Yeah.
23 feet. And the tide was way out when we got there, way out there. I mean, incredible. And, of course, they had to make that landing based on the tide difference. That's what they did. And the tide came in 1 inch every second or something like that. I mean, it came in pretty fast, so they had to make that landing based on that tide and come in so they could miss some of those obstacles, you know, that the Germans had set up.
Yeah.
And and on this tour, the guide was mentioning, he said, you know, this area right here was totally bombed out. And, I mean, we went through a couple of towns that were completely flattened, you know, by bombardment. And then they're totally rebuilt now. But there were some buildings you could tell were fairly new, and then others were totally, you know, totally destroyed. But it's an inspiring deal. I had an uncle that hit the beach at Omaha, and he said that it was impressive because the adrenaline was pumping so hard. I mean, he hit the beach running, and the guy on his left fell, and the guy on his right fell, and he said he just kept running, and he got behind an anti-tank deal, and he said he laid there until he could finally get up and run farther. And when he got up there pretty close, and then he looked down his shirt and he saw blood. And he said a bullet had gone in through his side and exited, and he never felt it.
Never felt it, yeah, because you're so fired up. The adrenaline's flowing so hard, you don't even feel anything.
That's right.
My dad said the same thing about some of his buddies, you know, that got pierced by bullets like that, never even knew it till they got to where they needed to be to hunker down and seek cover.
And, exactly.
But he would tell me, you know, the beach, all the water would just turn to blood red.
Oh, I
can believe
bodies.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I can believe it.
With waves breaking and just, you know, they landed in those amphibious ducks or whatever they called them then. And
right.
When they drop that front gate down, bullets are spraying, just ricocheting all off the inside of that. He said it's something to behold.
Well, you know, I walked down in a couple of those bunkers, and I mean, it just, you talk about put a chill up your back.
Yeah, skin
crawling.
Those
guys didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance, you know?
No.
Of course,
I mean,
like I wouldn't imagine
ducks on the pond. I mean, they're sitting up there bunkered in with machine gun nests and everything else, and
yeah,
And everybody's, you know, flooding the beach trying to, you know, get up the hill to defeat them.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Of course, I wouldn't have wanted to be in one of those bunkers either.
No, not if you could put a good round in there.
You know, there were bullets ricocheting all inside those bunkers, man. You know.
Well, I'm telling you.
Oh, it had to. Yeah, you know,
Saving Private Ryan. Remember, Tom Sizemore played the part. He was a sergeant or something for Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Remember, every landing or everywhere they went, he would scoop up a little tin can of dirt and screw the lid back on it and put it in his backpack. Remember that?
Yes, yes. I know it. And that's what I thought about. And one spot that we stopped, they had these little bitty containers that said Omaha Beach. And so I bought a couple of them, and so I scooped up some sand, and I'm going to fill them up and give them to a couple of friends of mine. And as a momentum, they'll just really go crazy over it, I'm sure. But because they'll probably never make it over there. But if you know, that was on my bucket list to go over there to Omaha. I wanted to see it, and in one area right there at Omaha, they got a pretty high bluff. And we got off the beach and we're driving along the edge of the beach there, and you could look up on the bluffs, and the guy pointed out, says, "See, you can still see machine gun nests up on the bluff, and you can still see remnants of where they had the machine gun nests." I mean, it's just, I can't say enough about it. If anybody ever gets a chance to go to France, you've got to go there. You just got to go there.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
You know, and people,
yeah.
There's kids nowadays, all the younger generations, they don't even know what those pill boxes were for along the seawall in Galveston.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. And, you know, same deal. I grew up in Port Arthur, and you go down to Sabine Pass and Dick Dowling Monument area down there. People don't know what those things are. They don't have a clue what that was. Well, they actually stored submarine nets in those,
right,
that they stretched across that channel. And I've told people about that. I saw those nets. Saw them in those containers.
Right.
And people said, "Well, what were those for?" I said, "Well, they stretched them across there to keep the subs from coming up that channel and going to the shipyards."
Yes.
That's exactly what they were for. And they're probably still there.
Yeah, and there's an old Confederate fort down there at Sabine Pass, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Dick Dowling, he took on how many prisoners? They steamed a ship up there, a Yankee ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dick Dowling captured a bunch of Yankee soldiers, Navy guys and everything right there.
Right.
They still, to this day, shrimpers will dredge up cannonballs in that channel.
Well, you know, they found a bunch of relics like that. I think it was off of a North ship that was sunk. Remember when they were dredging the Texas City Channel there by the dike? They found cannons and, you know, cannonballs and all that, remnants of an old wreck in that dredging operation, and that was pretty cool. I mean, this whole coast is littered with things like that.
Oh, it is.
That hadn't even been found yet. You know, just imagine.
Well, I had customers one day. We were fishing out in the pass, and one of them cast out and hooked something, thought he was hung up. And when he pulled his line out, he had what looked like an old remnant of a horse bridle.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Now, how did that get in the pass? You know, that had to be from Spanish or whatever.
True.
That came over. It had to be.
You just never know.
There are no, well, I know that there had to be, there was 8 or 9 shipwrecks in Pascavallo area that they've located that they want to excavate. They want to build cofferdams around them or whatever and excavate them.
Yeah.
But there's so much history down here.
Well, they've done that in Matagorda, in West Matagorda Bay before, too.
Well, they did when they found, that one wreck, the LaBelle.
Yeah.
They found that one, and they built a cofferdam around it and then pumped the water out and then went down and excavated it. And that was a heck of a deal. I went down in that cofferdam I went in that cofferdam two or three times, and even with the president of the Historical Society, and stood down there and talked to him. And he was telling me all about LaSalle's, you know, history of LaSalle's trip to the Texas coast. And that was interesting as all get. He told me that LaSalle had actually left France with four ships, but one of them was taken by pirates over near Cuba. And then he made it over to the Texas coast with three ships. And he was outside of Pascavallo. He thought that was the mouth of the Mississippi River. He missed it a little bit.
He was a little bit off.
Yeah, a little bit. But he sent one captain up through Pascavallo, and that captain marked the channel with stakes, and then came back out, and he told LaSalle, he said, "How about letting me pilot the main ship, because it's overloaded and it will handle funny. Let me pilot it in." And he said LaSalle was kind of a rough captain, and he said no, he said, "I didn't bring any advisors on this trip."
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this other captain took the ship in, and he ran it aground and sank it. Yep. In the pass.
There you go. Should have listened to an advisor.
Exactly.
Let me knock this break out, Lynn. I'll be right back at you, my friend. Hang with me.
All right, man.
All right. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Star Tournament, that's going to start up here shortly, Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions, and 120 tagged redfish will be released inshore in Texas waters to fish for, and other species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. You can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules and prize and entry information. The CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Shellwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, and get signed up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, Liam, we're back.
Yeah, everywhere I went, I'd look at the gas prices, you know, the service stations. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they advertise it over there by the liter, you know. And regular gas over there, it was 1.609 per liter. Now, if you figure that up, that's $6 a gallon.
Right.
What that is.
$6 a gallon for thankful. Fuel.
Yep, that's what they're paying. $6 a gallon. Yes, sir. And I asked several taxi drivers in Paris. I asked them, I said, is this an electric car? He said, it's a hybrid. And he said, man, he said, you know, everybody drives pretty much a hybrid. I said, what do you think of these electric cars? He said, they don't work. He said, "They. If you live in the city, it's fine. But anywhere else, no.
If you got to make a run, you're done.
Yeah, that's right. That's what everybody else feels too. But anyway, but I did see, like in Paris, they had these big double decker buses, and on these buses, on the side of them, they said 100% electric. I couldn't believe it.
Hmm.
Big 100% electric buses. But I guess they probably have several of them in line, you know, and I don't know how many batteries they had. How many?
Oh, there's no telling to run something like that.
Can you imagine?
I'm telling you.
I mean, what do you figure it would cost to replace that bank of batteries? Oh, my goodness. Oh,
more than the vehicle's worth by the time you run a battery out.
Yeah, because those are big buses.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the vehicles over there are small. You know, the cars are small. And,
I can't even fit in half of them cars.
I take my hat off to the bus drivers. I'd be pulling all the hair, what little hair I have left, I'd be pulling it out because, man, they go, I mean, so close to these cars. It's incredible how close they get to them. Those highways and streets over there are real narrow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Really is crazy. But no, there's a lot of history over there. I love history. I always did. And so I love to see history like that. But I recommend anybody get over there and see those beachheads and see that history. But I learned a lot this week about luggage. they lost Uh-oh. My luggage. They
oh,
lost
boy.
It. On day one. So I did not have any luggage for the whole trip. I bought some shirts.
Did you ever get your luggage back?
No, I have not gotten it back yet.
All your clothes, everything?
Everything. Gone. My CPAC machine, everything was gone.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Isn't it? And so there again, I say I've learned some lessons. Number one, take a picture of everything you put in your bag. That's a good lesson to learn there. But take a picture of everything you take. But number two, I'd take everything on carry on. I wouldn't, you know, check anything. I guarantee.
Well, that's hard to do if you're going to stay for a week.
I know it is. I know.
I mean.
But, you know, so many people were checking, they were carrying on like two bags.
That's against the rules, isn't it?
That's what I thought.
I mean, that carry-on luggage is only supposed to be a certain size.
That is.
It's supposed to fit in that compartment. And
that's right.
Well, I hadn't traveled in years. I used to travel all the time because my wife, you know, was a travel agent her whole life, and We've been everywhere, but I mean, I used to watch people lugging stuff on the plane. I'd just look around and go, why aren't they stopping these people? They should have checked all that in.
I know. And I saw people this week that put stuff in the overheads. I thought the same thing, but they sure did. But I ended up carrying one bag with me, one small bag, you know, with glasses and stuff like that in it. Mm-hmm. And then I had a paper bag, you know, that I carried with just very few things. But I had to go buy toothpaste, shaving stuff, and
clothes.
I bought some shirts, and but that's all I had. That was it.
Man, that is nuts.
I mean, oh, it is. It is nuts. But what do you do?
Where did you leave from? Where did you fly out of before you went overseas?
Well, Houston.
Yeah.
I flew out of Bush. And,
right.
Well, the problem was we had storms coming up the Gulf, right up the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to fly from Houston to Chicago. Well, we were going to leave Houston at 2 o'clock. And the plane didn't leave till 7.
Good Lord.
We had that much of a backlog.
Delay.
Well,
yeah.
when we did leave, instead of going to Chicago, they flew us to Heathrow. They flew us to England, to London.
One way. Boom.
Yeah, boom. Well, right there, I said, when that happened,
your luggage is in Chicago, probably.
Well, probably.
Or maybe it never left the terminal.
I don't think it did. I don't think it did. And when we left, I made the comment to some people that were with us. I said, I'll guarantee you our luggage, we'll never see it. Well, when we got to London, our luggage was not there. And they transferred us, instead of United, they transferred us to Lufthansa Airlines. And they flew us from there to Munich. And then from Munich to Paris.
There's no telling where your luggage is at then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Huh.
And so, you know, it's crazy. I'm going to, this morning, I'm going to go over and see a friend of mine here that's a travel agent. And give her some information, you know, see if she can help me locate it and file a protest or file a grievance and see if she can run it down. Because I had two good tags on it, you know, with address and all that.
Sure.
And see if, you know, they can locate my luggage because I had my CPAC machine in it and everything.
That's what you really want. I mean, those things aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
My wife wears one, and they're nightmares.
Oh, they are. And this is one that does not require water, you know, it's just, and that's what you use for travel. So I need it. But, you know, I had a friend that he and his wife, they lost their 27-year-old son from sleep apnea. 27 years old, he died.
Oh.
Yep. So you never know.
No, that's absolutely nuts. Well,
it is. But anyway, I highly recommend anybody going overseas to take pictures of everything you put in your luggage or whatever, and if you can, carry it on. You know, that's what I do. I was carrying around a brown paper bag with very little stuff in it. And everybody was just shaking their heads and laughing at me. And I said, hey, this is my luggage, guys. This is it.
And, crazy.
I mean, what could you do? You couldn't let it ruin your trip, you know?
No, you can't. And you had the things you wanted in there, and then you got to start all over when you get to your destination. That's pretty nuts, man.
Well, it is. It is.
Luckily, all the years I've flew around with my wife, we never lost our luggage. We had some inconveniences, but I mean, that's part of travel. You got to accept that. And it's worse now. A lot worse.
I've lost luggage one other time. And the one time it was that I did lose it, which was bad, was when we were flying to the when I shot skeet, and we were going to the World Championships in Savannah, and Savannah, Georgia. And of course, you have to go through Atlanta. You know, that's the big hub.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to change planes in Atlanta, and my guns never got off the airplane.
Wow.
And of course, you need those guns. You're fitted for them and everything. They're like your gloves, you know.
Well, I had my nephew, you know, when he played the PGA Tour, I think they lost his golf gloves one time.
But, oh, God, that'd be horrible. Yeah.
They had them to his hotel room that night.
Yeah.
They found them, and the airlines personally delivered them right to his hotel room. So.
Well, that's the way with me. They brought my guns to me at midnight that night.
How about
they brought them
that?
To the gun club. Yeah, and a taxi. Yeah, that's right. But they got them to me. But I was hoping when I drove up here last night, I got back to Port O'Connor at 12:30, and I pulled
you got
in. I was
late, just, man.
Well, it takes a while.
Surprised you got up for the call this morning.
Oh yeah. Well, I got a couple hours sleep, but we drove from well, we flew from Paris to Washington D.C. and then from D.C. to Houston. But
boy, that's not a good airport to fly in and out of in D.C. Well, they had a blackout on radar the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're having a lot of issues with that. That's
oh man,
a lot of close calls, and it's pretty nuts.
I'm glad to get out of there.
But they claim they're going to completely redo all the infrastructure and then, you know, flight control, everything.
Really? That's a big airport. No doubt about that.
Yeah, nothing like Atlanta, though. That's a monster.
Oh, it is that. Yeah. And what's funny in Atlanta is when you walk in there, they've got all that stuff that they've taken off of people, mm-hmm. or taken out of luggage, and they've got it displayed. You know, have you seen that? And
yes.
They've got it displayed in showcases. It's crazy what people have. And they just walk through the security. And it's funny what people have in their luggage. And I even saw somebody had a snowblower or a leaf blower or something like that.
Come on.
Crazy, oh, man. Crazy people.
All right, let me knock this next break out. Hang on, buddy, and I'll come right back. All right, Lynn. Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located at the base of the Tech City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them all on display and everything. But if you need more info on it, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, Boyd's is known for all of its wild-caught guff shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. And they have all their 9-12s and 15-18s, whatever count you want, whatever size, how much you need. Great price, great selection. And crawfish season, well, we're in the height of it. And nobody does it up like Boyd's when it comes to crawfish, whether you want to order them by the sack and do them yourself, or go by their Cajun Grill and have them already pre-cooked for you, or their Santa Fe location. They're excellent, excellent quality. They do a great job. Check them out at boydsonestop.com, or you can call them at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we are back.
Yeah, well, I was kind of keeping in touch with y'all. I was watching radar the whole time I was over there.
Yeah, you picked a good week to go, man.
Did I?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It blew 30 and 40 miles an hour and rain and it was a bad week.
I saw that. Well, we had a bunch of wind over there too, but we didn't have any rain, and that was good. But it looks like y'all were catching it, boy.
Yeah,
y'all were catching it. And I had people calling me, customers and booking trips, and they'd say, "Man, where are you?" Yeah, see, well, I'm out of pocket a little bit, but I'm coming back. And in fact, I've got to go out tomorrow. I've got to go out with a friend of mine's wife and kids and spread his ashes tomorrow out in Matagorda Bay, and that was his wish, to spread his ashes. He had Parkinson's real bad.
Right.
He fought Parkinson's disease for years and finally got him, but we're going to go spread his ashes tomorrow.
Man.
So, yeah, but tough way to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's, really, that's a bad disease. It really is.
Great guy, but it's a hard way to go down.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're gonna go out and do that tomorrow. So at least I just looked at the weather, and it looks like it's gonna be nice tomorrow. So.
Yeah. Well, it's then the southerly flow returns. I think Tuesday or Wednesday. Here we go again.
Yeah. May have some scattered showers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I figured I'd start give some of my buddies a call and see if they did anything while I was gone. They caught anything, but
yeah.
I kept looking at that radar, and I said, "Oh, man, we're catching it." And first thing I did when I got home, I looked at my rain gauge, and I poured out 3 inches. So we did get a little rain here.
Yeah, and there were some of those storms that just missed y'all that could have been even more, you know, measurable rainfall.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Some of it went north of you, and some went out in the Gulf. And man, it's just been a wild week.
Oh man!
Well, I drove all the way down to South Texas, you know, to fish Baffin with Rihanna and Cliff, and well, we got the first day in, and it was quite windy. That's all I got to say. We caught some fish, but man, it was not very favorable conditions. I think in all that old conflict, we had like 3 shorelines that had decent water on it to wade fish. And,
man. And, did you put in at 37 or did you go to
We put in there at, you know, Loyola Rivera, you know, the first day with Rihanna.
Yeah.
And then the second day, we ended up going over to Cliff's house that night and sitting up till midnight having a cocktail and telling fish stories.
Oh my goodness!
That was worth the price of going down there just to sit with Cliff. He's seen a lot. Both of us have over the years. It was good stories and good times.
Oh, I can imagine.
A lot of reminiscing, and we decided not to go on Tuesday because, I mean, what was the purpose? He couldn't get to his big fish and where we wanted to fish to target big fish, so we just scrubbed it and said, we'll just rebook and do it again. So.
Yeah. You can go on better days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know the feeling. Yeah, I tell you what, those bays can get rough down there. I've seen it. Yeah. I used to fish Baffin quite a bit.
Yeah.
But
you leave Cathead and that ride back to Rivera in a 40-mile-an-hour wind, it's not too fun.
No, it's not. And there's only certain places you can run down there. if you like your lower unit.
Well, if you like your new rig, she has a brand new boat. That'd be so terrible to knock off an engine or tear a transom out. And you can do it down there, buddy.
Did you see that on Facebook, that rock and that lower unit sitting there with the prop
prop shaft and the prop propeller on there? Yeah, that's classic, isn't it?
Isn't it? Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, right down here in Port O'Connor, I'll never forget, I borrowed O'Neill Fulgham had an aluminum boat, and I borrowed his aluminum boat one day, and I went over to Pringle, and I was poling through Ray Hall Bayou there, and it was just solid archer, and just barely a little cut coming through there. And so I was standing up on the seat, and I was poling through there, and that water was gin clear. And I looked down, and there was a blade off the prop laying there on that archer reef.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, somebody found it. Somebody found this reef, I guarantee you. Oh, man. But, you know, to this day, I still see people running through there. And I go, man, you know, you're taking a big chance. I know you know there's a gut through there, but I don't run through there. I just don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to me.
No.
To hit that
arch. Not sure about it. Idle through and live to fish another day.
That's exactly right.
You know, we had a flow pipe over off the east shoreline over there, kind of out from Lone Oak Bayou, kind of to the white herring side. And it was out there in about 6 or 7 feet of water, right in the flyway where a lot of boats run, you know, after they come out of Double Bayou. And I can't tell you how many people I know that hit that flow pipe. I'm surprised I never did, but I always ran inside or ran way out because I knew it was there. I've dozens of lower units and transoms, even engines, knocked clear off the back of the boat from hitting that darn thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, why didn't y'all mark it? Well, I didn't think about that. Boy, it'd be nice to put a cane pole on it or a PVC pipe or something. It's still over there. But it's a 6 foot wide area where it bows up, you know, to where it'll be hit by a lower unit. And it just depends on if it's your lucky day or not when you run through there.
Well, it's like down here, when you come out of Port O'Connor and you come out through the little jetties and then you turn left and you head toward Port Lavaca and you run down that shoreline. Like going toward Indianola. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a train car that sank in the mud down there in the sand from one of the storms, the hurricanes, way back when, and back in the early 1900s. And there was a train car wheel sticking up out of the sand.
Ooh.
And and you talk about non-forgiving. And I pulled in the car.
That would hurt.
Oh, yeah. And I knew where it was. I had it marked on my GPS. And anyway, I pulled in the Clarks one day, and somebody hollered at me, and it was a buddy of mine. He was across the harbor from me, and he hollered at me and said, hey, look at my motor. And his motor was sitting cockeyed on the transom. It broke one of the motor mounts on his motor.
Good God.
And it was just, it's amazing it didn't just completely knock the motor off
the back.
Yeah,
it's like it didn't shear the other side and just drop everything in the water, man.
Exactly.
Just hanging by the cables.
Exactly. And he said, I said, what happened? He said, I hit something on that shoreline down there. I don't know what it was. I said, I know exactly what it was.
Yeah, it was a train wheel.
Car.
Yeah.
He hit that train car wheel. He said, what wheel? I said, it's a wheel off an old train car back way back when, sticking up. And but now you can't find it. I mean, it's completely sank down in the sand. You know,
well, that's
it sank
good.
Way down in there. Yeah. But I still take a wide berth around that waypoint. I still do. Yeah.
Yeah. I have people in my boat, and they look at my GPS where we're fishing. They said, man, what's that skull and crossbones? That means you really killed them here before? I said, no, there's a big-time object over there you can hit that's under the water. And if you look at the lines on that GPS, you can see where I swing out wide of it.
I went to a seminar they held, some guys held one time down in Rockport, and they were talking about the storms and everything that affected Indianola and all that. And there were young guys that were giving the seminar. They didn't know anything about that train car. They didn't know a thing about it. And when the seminar was over, I went up and told them about that train car. And they said, really? Where is it? And I told them. I said, it's out about 150 yards from the shoreline, out in the bay. But there used to be a train track that ran from Port Lavaca all the way down to Port O'Connor, right along that shoreline. You know, way back in the early 1900s. And then some old hurricanes wiped it out. And, but it, yeah, that'll wake you up if you hit the train car wheel. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Promise.
They don't move a whole lot. Yeah.
No.
I guarantee you.
It's like hitting a steel wall there, buddy. Nothing's going to budge.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah, I make a wide berth around there.
Wasn't there something over there by between Pascavala, you know, along that shoreline where the mangroves are, or cedars or whatever they are over there? Wasn't there like an old an airboat engine or something? People were hit? I forget what it was. There was something over there that people would hit.
Well. You may be thinking about the old airplane wreck.
Airplane engine, that's what it was, or yeah.
Well, they wrecked it was a World War II trainer airplane.
Yeah.
And it was in Shoalwater Bay. And for years, it was stuck up. And when it hit the water, it just scattered. It scattered parts. And there was a lot of it sticking up out of the water. And, the engine, you know, wheels, part of the wing, it was all kinds of stuff sticking up. Now you don't see any of it. But I remember days just really taking a wide berth around it. And I had a friend that had a brand new boat, brand spanking new, and back then there was fiberglass boats. And he was so proud of it. I think the first or second day he had it, he was running through shoal water, and he was in a hurry. Well, he got a little bit too close to that plane wreck, and he hit something on that plane wreck, and it just ripped the fiberglass out all the way down the side of his boat. Yeah. Yes, it did.
Not good.
But no. But I was by there, this last year, and We were drifting, made a drift through there, chasing some redfish, and I didn't see any of it sticking up. I couldn't really spot any parts of it, but I'm sure it's still there. But I'd hate to go by there on a real shallow day. Yeah, because I'd be real leery of it, even idling by it, because I know it was some heavy steel parts, like you say, the engine, wheel, you know, assemblies and everything sticking up. So there's a bunch of steel there.
You know, we had that, what was that FedEx plane, that big jet crash in the back of Trinity Bay. I can't believe they got all that cleaned up back there.
Oh.
It wasn't in that deep of water. And they got all that debris and everything cleaned. I couldn't believe it. You know, I went back there idling around one time when, you know, the water was clean and looking around, and it's amazing how they cleaned that out of the bay.
Man.
You know, I felt that thing hit the water in my house. I'm up on Umbrella Point. I was sitting outside when that went down because I felt it and heard it. So what in the world was that?
Huh.
Well, then I started getting text messages from people in Anahuac. One guy saw it go down, just fall out of the sky right in that corner back there by F. Lee's.
Good grief.
Yeah, that
was
nuts.
Well, they had another trainer went down here in Port O'Connor over off of Josephine's Mott right there in front of Pringle.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw that one. I never saw any remnants of that
Remnants of it, yeah.
Yeah. And but it's on the map. They said it was there. And same period, you know, it was a World War II trainer.
Yeah, they trained down there. There's, you know, holes and, you know, everything, dropping bombs.
When I first started fishing Port O'Connor, which was in 68, there were still targets standing up.
Right.
They had, all over the place. Like, they even had some in Pringle Lake. And they still had targets everywhere. So, the bomb holes everywhere. Back in where my duck blind was, I'd go run over and park my airboat and then get out and walk back to my blind. And, they're big old round, perfectly round potholes. You know what those are. If you stepped off in one of the perfectly round holes, you'd sink up to your waist in mud.
Oh, I bet. I bet it was silt.
Just silt.
Just pure silt in the bottom of them, sure.
That's right. And I was always leery of that, thinking, you know, I wonder if there's any unexploded bombs out there, which I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there's some ordnance out there. There could be.
Yes, sir.
Some duds.
There were a lot of brass shell casings, too.
Oh, from machine guns?
Well, what they were like 20-millimeter shell casings. You know, big ones, pretty good size, like tank killers, they said. And that's what they were shooting at those targets. And they had this one target up in Pringle, and then finally it leaned over, fell, you know, from one of the storms, and then on some of the maps they had on some of the maps they called it leaning post, but that's what it was. It was one of the old targets.
Yeah.
And now you don't even see it. There's no telling how many boats hit it, you know. But there again, that's something else I give a wide berth to.
I promise.
But
I've
got it on my GPS, but I go around it.
Lynn, well, I'm glad you made it back in one piece. Hope your luggage turns up somewhere, somehow.
I do, too, because it's got my CPAC in it.
I'm telling you, man. Man's got to breathe at night when he's sleeping.
I hear you.
All right. Well, look, Lynn, if somebody wants to call you about coming down to Port O'Connor and fishing, how they get a hold of you, buddy?
Yes, sir, man. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
All right, man. We'll get you some sleep.
I think I'll take a nap. I think I will.
I think there's probably a nap in your future. I know there's one in mine this morning. I promise you that.
Oh, you bet, man.
All right,
man.
Buddy. We'll see you, Lynn.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mac. You have a good one, buddy.
Later, bud.
Bye.
All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.